You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 71. Today is November 6, 2021. This is the first episode in a minute. But I will be posting this episode on the 13th of November, next Saturday. That way it gives me time to edit. By the way, see, I'm forgetting how to do this. My guest today is Jacob Andrade.
What's up?
Mr. Random Topics Podcast. There we go.
Yeah, I actually changed it.
You did? I saw you change the logo.
Yeah, I changed the logo. I changed the name. It's just Jacob the Realtor now. Sometimes talk about real estate stuff. I still talk about random stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't like Random Topics because there was a couple other podcasts that were called Random Topics.
Yeah.
Mine was probably number one out of all of them. Because they weren't consistent. You're very consistent, right?
Well, I took a break. But
up
yeah.
until recently.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just didn't like it. It didn't feel like good. So I just changed it. I might change it again. Who knows?
I took a break. I took a break because it was becoming mentally stressful. Like I said, it was just put it anywhere, bro. It doesn't matter. Mr. Andrade here is drinking the Modelitos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to drink this. Organic kombucha that my brother-in-law gave me a few months ago. See how that goes.
What was so stressful about podcasting?
So what was stressful about podcasting is I guess it's mainly my OCD. So if I go on the podcast and say, you know, welcome to Ride With Me, today is blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then that means that's the day that I have to post it. So today's perfect. Today's a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
That gives me today, if I feel like it, or tomorrow, or the rest of the week to edit. For me to post it on the 13th.
On the 13th?
Which is next Saturday. Well, I'm not posting this today.
Oh, so you record on Saturdays and post on Saturdays.
And I'll post it next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So what was happening in the past was people would come to my house like on a Wednesday. Or I would do a phone call on a Thursday or whatever. And I would say I would give that Saturday's date. So that would give me 2 days to edit and everything. So... that would stop me from also because I started my bike rides. So now I'm like, what's more important, the bike ride or edit this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I got to post it. There was a couple of times where I'll edit the podcast like at 3 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Because that was the day that it was supposed to be posted.
Yeah.
So it got a little bit mental. Like I said, it was kind of a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
And getting guests and stuff like this. So it's like, it's funny because the day that I said I'm taking a break, multiple people hit me up like, fuckers, I'm not going to be asking you.
Yeah.
I got tired of asking. So yeah. I asked you and you didn't hesitate to say no. So you were on top of it.
It's been a year.
I appreciate it. It has been a year.
Yes.
It's been a minute since you've been on the podcast. I did appear on your podcast.
Yes, you did.
And I went on one of the apps and I downloaded it multiple times.
Let's get it.
So that you can have multiple
Let's
downloads.
Make me famous.
And I did appear on his podcast a few months ago. And but no, yeah, like I said, I have to edit, dude. I have to edit because you're raw. You just post it,
dude. I hit it raw.
You hit it raw, bro. you don't strap that bad boy. You just post it. I can't because if I hear the notice, I'm not wearing my headset today because if I hear the slightest little zzz or dog barking next door or
drive you crazy, huh?
The lady next door yelling at her dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
If I hear it on the headset, then it's going to bug me. And I'll tell you to stop talking until the dogs stop barking or the lady stops yelling. And then when I'm editing, I won't even hear that.
Uh-huh.
Only the headset, I hear it.
I feel it.
So when I'm, you know, so like I said, I do like to edit to remove certain things, even like my ums. If I say an it has no business being there, I'll delete it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my grammar. If I correct myself, then I'll delete the mistake. That's why it became stressful.
Because you take it so serious.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. Like the first episode, man, that I ever recorded took me about 3 hours to edit because I was learning this system, how to use it, how to play with it. Every fuck that I was on was said, I deleted.
Okay. And now you don't care, right?
Now I don't give a shit. Fuck it. I don't care. And, so that's why, like I said, it's what do you call it? Trying to post it as perfect as possible.
Yeah.
What's the stressful part?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not, I don't think I'm a perfectionist, so I don't care too much. I don't edit my episodes. If I say the F word or if there's a noise, if my dog barks, it's just there.
Yeah, I've heard your dogs in the background multiple times.
Playing with their toys.
Yeah, even when we were there and they were barking, I was like, shit, this is driving me crazy. Yeah. I don't know how you do this. No
way. Sorry, that's okay. No, I actually, eventually, I feel like if the podcast were to blow up, then I would probably be more conscious of those things. But right now, my audience is really small.
Yeah.
And so it's like, who am I trying to impress type thing. So it's just like, this is who I am. We fuck with each other. Yada yada, here's some value, and then that's it.
I did hear your microphone
get better,
change a little bit with
because of you,
the little filter I gave you.
No, well, actually both instances. So when I first started podcasting, I had like this cheap mic.
Yeah,
it was like $20, and then you even told me, you're like, it doesn't sound good, so I bought a nice one.
Yeah.
And then I bought an even nicer one.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Dang.
and then you gave me a noise shield.
Yeah,
and that worked out.
Yeah, I was able to hear the difference when you started using it.
Yeah, which I'm gonna buy another one, and then I want to buy headphones, and I want both mics to be the same, like level of badass, right? Yeah. Like your setup's nice. We're talking on the same mic and everything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Each one of these microphones was $100.
Yeah, actually, the one that I bought was like $100.
Yeah,
the upgraded one.
These are condensed. I think they're called condensed mics.
Uh huh.
Where I don't even need the pop filter. I just like to have it because it looks cool. You know what I mean? It looks cool.
I feel you.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's why I took a break. Second, like, I've been riding my bike a lot more, and I've made it to the Queen Mary twice.
Yeah, I saw your post.
Free from the house. I feel like that story of Queen Mary should be given to Paul to say, because he was there with me. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get into that until I have him as a guest. But yes, I did make it to the Queen Mary twice. The second time I went with my brother, who came down.
When you say to the Queen Mary, but from where? From here,
from
right?
Here.
Yeah, so
from
that
here.
That
was 30 miles there, here in La Puente. 30 miles there, 30 miles back. Total of almost 5 hours the first time.
I walked 27 miles for no reason.
The hell?
Yeah.
Are you on crack?
I wasn't on crack.
Just for the fuck of it?
Yeah, you want me to tell you the story?
If you want, though, you already opened a can of worms, so go for it.
Oh, here's one. No. Actually, so it's really funny, though. So I was getting out of the Marines, and we had to fill out a form, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was like your plan, like, how are you getting home? Are you going to take a plane? Yeah, hear me out.
I'm hearing you out. You're all giggly over here. Like,
because it's funny, bro. He's like, on the form. I'm filling out the form, bro. I'm 22 getting out of the Marines. Are you going to go home in a plane, in a bus, in a train, or in a car? And I was sitting there. I was like, why is walking not an option?
Oh, my God.
So I put like car, right? I checked car, and then I went back to my platoon, and I told my buddies, I was like, hey, like, I think I'm going to walk home. Like, from here, home. And here is Camp Pendleton. It's next to Oceanside, San Clemente-ish.
Right.
And then here is La Puente Covina. Distance is like 90 miles, right? It's stupid. And I was like, I'm just going to walk home. Like, why not, right? Like, I'm getting out. I'm no longer property or whatever. Like, if I want to walk, I can.
Yeah,
you know. So I wanted to exercise that, right? And I quit after like something like 27 and a half miles. I was like, all right, I think I'm done. Yeah, 11 hours straight of
just walking. Well, average a mile for me walking was like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing
well it's funny, my phone actually tracked my speed.
Yeah.
And the first half I was going 3 miles an hour. And the last half, I was going 1 mile an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, because of how tired I was. Yeah.
That guy that's walking around in a bear suit from L.A. to New York made you look bad.
The guy that's walking around in a bear suit from L.A. to New York made me look. Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and, he's almost there.
I mean, good stuff. Here's the thing, though. I actually could have kept going. I was down. I checked into my hotel. I went to bed, snuggled in.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, no one wanted me to do this shit. My family, my friends know, and they're like, dude, you're going to get hit by a car. Like, we'll just pick you up.
Anyway, yeah.
I get snuggled up. I'm fucking exhausted, laying down. in this like cheesy motel, and I get a phone call from my brother-in-law, which is my sister's husband, and I don't know for sure, but I have a very, very strong feeling that she told him, can you please convince him that we can pick him up?
Yeah.
And this guy, I love this guy a lot. He's like my older brother, and I don't have an older brother figure.
Yeah.
He calls me. He's like, hey, Jacob, where you at? I'm in Costa Mesa. No way, me too. He wasn't.
Funny coincidence.
And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, dude, I'm just finishing up a job over here. I'm going to go back home anyway. Let me pick you up. And he caught me vulnerable because after 27 miles, you're fucking tired. And I was like, okay. But so he drove from where we're at,
yeah,
Baldwin Park, all the way to Costa Mesa, picked me up. And then he took me to a casino.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. But if it wasn't for that phone call, I would have kept walking. Maybe I would have gave up the next day.
Yeah.
And or maybe I would have gotten hit by a car. Who knows?
Well, I say this quote a lot. I've been using it a lot. I don't know where I heard it. Maybe the radio show. But I say it a lot. You are where you're meant to be. And, yeah, you know, one day I was riding my bike and the pedal broke and I walked it back home and I was pissed because I couldn't get the pedal back on. Then I calmed down and realized, wait a minute. What if the day was today to get hit by a car? And this pedal broke on purpose.
Yeah.
So you are where you're meant to be, bro. It wasn't meant for you to walk 28 miles.
Yeah.
Just 27.
Just 27.5.
27.
So, but it was funny. That's a marathon.
Yeah.
So I could say I've done a marathon.
You walked a marathon. You're a marathon walker.
For no reason.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, I made it to the Queen and back. I made it to the Queen the second, a week later. So the last day I posted an episode, I went to the Queen and back. And then a week later, I went back. But yeah, my brother couldn't ride it back, and so my wife had to go pick us up. We were outside of the Aquarium of the Pacific waiting for her to come pick us up because he couldn't ride it back. So that was cool. It was a fun experience. And then also, like I said, the bike pack, I felt like my bike rides are more important than to be sitting here during the week and recording stuff.
Yeah.
Then my son started doing cross country, and I would have to go pick him up at 5 o'clock. So yeah, if my guests aren't available after 5 o'clock,
yeah,
then I can't get, yeah, can't do this.
I would like to, when you're done, I'd like to make a comment about that.
About the cross country?
About,
Okay. And then recently, about 3 weeks ago, I ended up in the hospital with diverticulitis.
Mm.
And what that is my intestines developed like a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it got infected.
Okay.
So that put me in the hospital. They had to give me antibiotics and painkillers, and I was out of work for a week.
Yeah.
Went back to work, and when I was still feeling it. And I found out that if one of those pockets were to burst, I'm going to have to get surgery and probably like a bag sticking out of my body.
Yeah.
And they told me, you can't control the smell, you can't control the noise, and you can't control the color.
Okay.
So I don't want that.
Okay.
So you are drinking a ice cold Modelito.
Yes.
I am drinking an ice cold
kombucha.
Organic kombucha.
Nice.
Blueberry ginger. It tastes, actually, you know what? The first time I tasted this was disgusting. Now that I know it's actually ginger, it's bomb.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know. It's just a lot of thoughts running in my head. Anyway, so what you said earlier, you said, well, what I noticed was you could only fit so many things in a day. What's more important? My podcast, biking, I got this thing with my kid, these guests coming or whatever. And so the guy who made Walmart, the founder, he's dead now, right? I think his name was
Sam Walton.
Yeah.
So I worked at Walmart, so I know.
Sam Walton.
And that's the reason why it's Walmart. And then that's the reason why it's Sam's Club.
There his name. Wow. So yeah. He taught me something. Right there. I knew that's why it's called Walmart, but Sam Walton, Sam's Club, Walton, Walmart. Okay, mm-hmm. So he said this. I didn't read the book, but I listened to a podcast, and they had read his book, and what they had told me was, you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything. You got to pick and choose.
Yeah.
You got to pick and choose. So in your case, it was like, what's more important? And then you made a choice, right? So I thought that was relevant.
I felt like I said, I was actually, the last couple of episodes that I was editing, I was kind of annoyed that I was editing the podcast. So I was no longer enjoying the podcast.
Why don't you hire someone to edit them? Like, you don't want to spend the money?
No, I like to do it.
I fucking hate editing.
I know, no. But I was annoyed because, damn it, my boys are out there on their bikes. I should have been out there with them. Mm. So,
okay.
Like I said, like right now, for example, look at right now is a Saturday. I don't have to worry about editing this podcast today. I don't have to edit it tomorrow.
Got it.
You know what I mean? I can even edit it. I can edit it tomorrow because tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah.
But it'll be after my bike ride. Or during the week, it'll be after my bike ride. Now that my son is no longer in cross country, I don't have to leave here at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. When I did go out there and ride my bike during the day, I would have to rush back home to be here by 5 to take off to go pick him up. Yeah. In fact, the first time riding this new bike, I hit the little spikes on the floor. So my tire had a spike sticking out of it. And I'm like, dude, I got to ride this back home. The moment I got home and I took the spike out, flat tire.
Flat tire Andy.
Yeah, flat tire Andy. Exactly. And so, yeah, no, like I said, I picked pretty much cardio over
That's good.
Over the podcast or over, you know. Yeah. Today is 3 o'clock, right? You got here. Well, you got here at 2:30, 3 o'clock. So it's perfect. I already knocked out my bike, even though I didn't go today. But my bike ride would have already been knocked out, out of the way. Cool. I can do both in one day.
Mm.
I asked the wife first, babe, what are we doing on Saturday? Just probably breakfast with your boy. My boy Chris came down to to do a job here at the company that I work for. He came down. Hey, you want to have breakfast? Fuck yeah. Love you for that, Chris. And came home the rest of the day. You said 3 o'clock. Dude, I freaking had my boys pull out weeds from the side. I freaking bleached the shit out of the bathroom just in case he wants to use the restroom. I freaking helped swept outside. I was keeping myself productive.
Yeah.
Since I didn't go do any cardio. So at one point I was fucking sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Mopped in here. Look, got a first podcast guest in a while. So let's mop it up a little bit. And, but yes, I chose cardio over.
And Sam Walton or whatever.
Yeah.
So he chose Walmart over his family. That's why he said that. The reason Walmart grew as big as it did was because he sacrificed so many things. And it came to the point where he realized, he was like, man, like you can have anything, you just can't have everything. Like if he had given his time to his family and everything, Walmart maybe wouldn't be as big as it is today.
No, I believe it, dude. Because there some people that go back to school and they're in their, you know, 30s or whatever, they're sacrificing time with their kids.
Yep.
But in the long run, it's going to. Come in handy. We just inquired a bigger portfolio now. And yesterday I got home way later than I normally do. And normally on Friday I'm home at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't clock out till 4 o'clock because now it takes longer to do what I do.
Yeah.
Until I kind of get the feel for it, the hang of it again. But I got home late. I'm a babe. Those days of me getting home at 2:30, those days are done. I'm going to be getting home later than that. But what's going to grow is my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So the sacrifices you make for your family.
Yeah.
Since we are talking about sacrifices.
Yeah.
And financial burdens and stuff like that.
Transition.
Is the reason why I asked you to come on the podcast.
What up?
You actually got me to... Actually, wait. Did we talk about your kid? No, we didn't talk about your kid. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. The last time you were here... Your son, see, this is why I edit, bro. This is why I fucking edit.
No, but it's raw.
It's raw.
Monday Night Raw or whatever it is.
The last time you were here, your son was only a few weeks old.
Yes.
And he just turned one
recently.
And you're about to have
another one.
Another.
In a couple weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
So back to back November babies?
Yo, what up?
Damn. Yeah. Let her rest, bro.
Never. I have to let her rest now.
Are you guys planning on having more or tap out?
We have to tap out for now just because it's just too much for now.
Yeah.
So we gotta put it on pause. You know, maybe we'll have a third or fourth. Maybe later. But right now it's like we gotta stop.
Honestly, dude, you're having them at perfect timing.
Thank
because
you.
They're gonna be within a year apart. Yeah. My boys are within a year apart.
Okay.
Even though they get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
But they're bonding together. They're growing up together. Yeah. They're a year and a half apart.
Yeah.
Your boys are going to be a year apart. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch them fight.
I told my boys, I'm going to get you guys fucking boxing gloves and you guys are going to take it. I will put up the jolly jumper so that you guys don't hit your head on anything. I will set it up and you guys just, here's the gloves.
Actually, the problem is Well, I would love for them to wrestle my kids.
Yeah.
But if they're both wrestlers and they're fighting, bro, fuck.
You actually came up the other day because I told my... So my wife told me that my son is kind of being bullied at school.
Yeah.
And I was pissed, dude. I was... What's the word that people use, these kids use nowadays? I was livid.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, livid? Livid. I was livid. I was pissed. And I told my wife, my kids aren't going to get fucking bullied. I will commit a fucking felony for my kids.
I believe that. And, I mean, I know you clothesline someone.
And now I won't be.
I'm not tripping about that.
Keep bringing the past, bro. What the hell? Oh, yeah. I'm a very good clotheslineer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a really good closer.
Yeah.
Clothesline. Blah, right.
And so I went to go pick up the little one first, Julian. And I looked at him straight in the eye, bro. And I told him, you're my kid. And I will commit a fucking felony for you. You okay, bro? Maybe I gave you too many molelitos.
No, I want some more.
After, dude, there's more there.
Okay.
The more you have, the less my suegro will. Then I went and picked up the older one, and I told him this. He got in the car, and the first thing I told him, if anybody fucks with you at school, I swear to God, I will commit a felony for you. You are my boys. And they come home, and mom, the first thing our dad told us, you don't commit a felony for us.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, me. I would. So now your boy, I told my boy, I'm gonna take you to cousin Pete so he can teach you how to box, or I'm gonna take you to Jacob so Jacob can teach you how to wrestle.
Oh, I'm about to break your heart.
Let's go. Why?
I stopped coaching.
No, you can do it on the Lolo, bro.
Yeah, yeah, of course, obviously. We can
clean up the garage more.
I still have the skills.
There you go.
You know, all you need is a couple mats.
Yeah, I get some. Fuck it, raw,
like, real men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I stopped coaching because of...
Sacrifices?
Sacrifices, bro. I can't, man. I can't. Can't do it. Like, I have to... Like, my job requires everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Blah, blah, blah. It's already like... Like, I work all day, I get home, and it's like, I'm working or learning something. Because I'm still... I'm a year and, like, 3 months deep in my job of choice.
Yeah.
But that's still very, like... fresh for the industry, so it's right. Like I'm trying to keep up, so I go home, I pull up a video, I fucking watch it, next video I watch it, like I'm trying to learn. And my wife told me, she's like, you don't get tired of watching this shit. And so it's like, imagine if I did get tired of watching this, imagine that, like, bro, like if I'm going this hard and I'm only making so much, like, come on, like, you know, like, so I don't know, but the point is, yeah, with coaching and wrestling and all that, it's like, what's more important, me and my family or someone else's kids, right?
Yeah.
And actually my team leader told me that, because he was trying to get me to stop coaching. This is what got me. He was like, it's always my kids before someone else's. And I was like, fuck, that shit got me.
Yeah,
because like, I have kids. Well, I have a kid and have another come in, have family. So snipped it. It was hard to snip it, right? Because I had strong relationships over there, but I snipped it, and now it's over and done with, and I'm just 100% real estate working.
One last question before we get into our serious topic. How the hell do you get your wife on the podcast?
How do I get my wife on the podcast? It sounds like you can't get your wife on the podcast.
No. Yeah. One and done. She said she was one and done.
So I think my wife's just more willing to be on it than yours. Really, I don't have to fight her for it. Like,
no.
I'd be like, hey, like, let's do it. Let's watch Twilight and then talk about Twilight. Harry Potter, talk about Harry Potter. Or, hey, I don't have anyone to talk to this time around. Blah.
My,
Or maybe if you pick a topic that's appeals to your wife.
Maybe. I'll see what I can do.
Maybe that'll work.
Maybe. I'll see
like, what does she love? What's she passionate about?
Don't ask me that question on live on the podcast.
Hey, listen, man. Don't test me.
Don't test me on the podcast, bro, because I'll fuck up.
I'll fail.
No, actually, since you talk about movies... We watched the Halloween Kills a few weeks ago, and I wasn't a big fan of the movie. And my brother's like, you should go on the podcast and rant about that movie, because I was up and about. I was fucking pacing back and forth, and I was like, you know what? I talked to a buddy of mine, and he said, that's a good idea. Rant about the movie, but it's kind of too soon because not a lot of people have seen it. So wait till after Halloween to talk about it. So I'm thinking maybe next podcast I'll rant about Halloween Kills.
I'm going to watch it. No.
So, okay, then I'm not going to say shit. Okay. You'll understand why I got pissed off. Okay. Anyways, to our main topic, I asked Jacob to be on the podcast to talk about finances.
Yeah.
he actually got me to open up an account for my kids. My kids now have a savings account. Mm-hmm. You thanked me earlier for the microphones and the filter thing.
Yeah.
I'm thanking you for helping me realize that my kids need to start building up their credit now. So they have their own bank account. Actually, before you got here, they had their debit cards a little while back, but I never set up their PIN.
Okay.
So they were going to go to the store to buy Christmas gifts because I made them. That's why they pulled the weeds in the side of the house.
Yeah.
Because I told them, $50, and I want all that cleaned. Yeah. So I give them both $50, and they filled up the trash can, the green trash can with greens. So I told them, for every green trash can you guys fill, that's $50 in each bank account.
For sure.
So they went and
good shit.
Went about Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
They filled it up to the top, bro. They went to the back. They're like, they only had it like 3/4 of the way.
Yeah.
So they went to the back and they started raking leaves.
Yeah.
And the leaves are fluffy. So
yeah.
Hey, but, a full green trash can is a full green trash can, right?
Yeah. So, regardless of the density within it. Yeah.
So the easy $50, they'll go and do it again. And so they, you know, I set up their pins and everything, and they took off. My brother took them to the mall to buy Christmas gifts. They want to, so I told them I don't want anything. So they want to.
So you said you opened them up a savings account.
Savings account. They can still use it. They can use it 6 times a month.
Oh yeah, every savings.
Yeah, they can use it. They can use it up to 6 times a month.
Yeah.
But the main purpose is they're not saving the money. Like, it's not accumulating. Like at one point my son did have like almost $200 because he was just letting it sit there.
Uh huh.
But then events happen where he wants to feel like responsible.
Yeah.
And he wants to be able to contribute. So he went and bought, like, he went to go buy Christmas gifts. But the purpose of the account, the way I see it, is when you look at my credit score says on-time payments, 100%. Okay. Oldest credit line says, like, 12 years. And I look back and I'm like, which account do I have for 12? Oh, my checking's account. My checking's account's been open for 12 years.
Wait, but is that you look back and you think like, oh, that's the one, or is it for sure
that's the one?
You're for
that's
sure.
That's the only thing I have. That's the only thing that I have that old.
Okay.
It's my bank. Well, my bank card.
The reason I ask is I don't think I've seen anything that says that a savings or checkings account influences your credit.
I went based on what my credit score says, and it says your oldest credit line.
Yeah.
And it's a bank account.
Well, a bank account is not necessarily a credit line.
I think due to the fact that it's like, you know how they say when you open a credit card account, don't close it.
Well, yes.
Because then it'll. But I think that's what it goes based. Hey, dude, that's why you're the expert. That's why I have you here.
Yeah. No. Okay? I'm not the expert, but real quick. If it says that your oldest credit line is 12 years, then it would have to be a credit line, not a checkings or savings account.
Again, I might have the word confused.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm not going to open my app right now.
It's okay.
Look it up. But it says like due to the fact that the bank is open, because I do have a credit card with the Bank of America.
Okay. That's why.
Maybe that's why.
No, that's what it
Maybe
is.
That's
and
why.
Have you had that? So you've had it
for I haven't had years? It for all 12 years though.
That's interesting.
So
what
we'll
I would
look
do,
into it.
But what I would recommend for you, I did this for my little brother for his credit.
Yeah. Right?
This is very simple. Do you have a credit card right now?
Yeah.
What's your oldest credit card that you have right now?
Probably 10 years.
Okay. And you're still active?
Yeah.
Okay. Make your sons an authorized user on those credit cards.
Really?
Please. It's not hard. You just contact the credit card company. Hey, I want to add an authorized user, my sons. Cool. What are their names, socials? Boom. Credit line. Boom. Now, as of today, they can use that credit card. It doesn't matter who's spending the money and who's doing on-time payments. It's all under your credit card.
Yeah.
As long as you make the payments on time, by the time they're 18, they're gonna have years of a credit line already.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying? So I did that for my little brother. So my little brother is 18 today. I gave him a credit
card.
Today?
Today. He's 18. Happy birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Today, he's 18 years old. His birthday was last December.
Well, happy belated birthday. Happy future birthday.
But so when he was 14, 15,
yeah.
I made him an authorized user on my credit card.
Gotcha.
And by the time he turned 18, he opened his Credit Karma account. He had a 760.
So his credit, your credit was his credit, like kind of in a way.
It's not the same credit.
Really?
It's not the same credit. It's he... is entitled to the same line of credit as my credit card that he's authorized to. And I had that credit card since I was 19. So okay. I've had that line of credit is 6 years. So for him being an authorized user on that credit card, he has a line of credit of 6 years, despite him not really having a line of credit for 6 years. Gotcha. And if you have a good credit score, not even that so much. If you have a credit card and it has a long history of like you said, 10 years, and you make them an authorized user, that by itself, but by the time they turn 18 and you run their credit's going to be really good. So okay. Not so much. I wouldn't say so much a savings account. I don't think that would influence someone's credit score, because credit is all borrowed money that you're paying back.
Right.
Car loan, home loan, student debt, credit cards. That's all borrowed money that you're paying back over time. So, but if you're opening up a savings account for your kids, that's good, because at the end of the day, they're saving up money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. But would strongly recommend making your kids an authorized user on your longest line of credit.
Okay. See, you got me looking now, because I had to go look. I had to go look exactly. It says on-time payments, 100%. Okay. Oldest credit line says 12 years, but I haven't had a credit card in 12 years.
You probably have a...
So that's why I assume
you have something open.
So that's why I assume to open my kids a... Like a
yeah,
like maybe it was like, maybe the fact that I had a bank account open,
No. They only account for so many things on your credit score. Like if I miss my rent, my fucking the credit companies will have no idea. If I don't pay my electricity bill, they have no idea. They don't.
Right.
The only thing that they keep track of is money that I owe, like a car payment, a home loan. Student loan and credit cards. That's the only thing that they pay attention to.
Gotcha.
They don't pay attention to like what bank accounts you have open or yeah.
Okay, so I got to look into that, because like I said, I thought it was bank account, because that's the only thing I've had open that long is my debit card.
But notice how you said I assume that, but it's like assuming and thinking is you always want to confirm.
Yeah.
But from my knowledge. Well, my savings account don't show up on my credit score, and my checking account don't show up on my credit score. But if you're talking about on-time payments, maybe there's something that's going on that maybe it would. I don't know.
We'll find out. I guess I'll look into that. But so obviously the topic of today is finances. So quick story. Back in May, I told you the story already, but not my listeners. Back in May, if I said it already in the podcast, my bad, but you'll see why I'm saying it again. Back in May, this individual came up to me and at a teriyaki spot and wanted to know if I can buy him food for his nieces. His nieces, he said his sister had taken off and left him home with no food. Uh-huh. So he's like, you know, hey, you got some money? I don't have any money, but can you buy me some food? And I was like, you know, sure. This is back in May. And I'm like, yeah, sure. What do you want? Well, two combo ones. All right, cool. Two combo ones. And when I grabbed the food, I gave him the food and I didn't release the bag right away. I looked at him and I told him, you tell your sister that she needs to stop being fucking irresponsible and leave her daughters at home with no food. It's unacceptable. You're lucky I don't call the fucking cops right now. His story that day triggered a memory of how many times my mother left us home alone with no food. Multiple times she went to Universal Studios and we're at home with no food. So that's why I freaking like, you tell your fucking sister, you know, like, yeah, to fucking be more responsible.
Because I've been there.
And why am I bringing that up? Because yesterday, November 5th, so we're talking what, 6 months later? Well, 5 months later, whatever. I bump into the same fucking guy. I pull into my first account this Friday morning yesterday. And he comes up to me and says, if I have a daughter. And I say, I don't carry cash. Last time I carried cash, somebody got crazy with me because they wanted 20 bucks. And after they said a dollar, and well, can you buy us some food? I was like, that I can do. I don't have a problem with that. I would not deny anybody food. Went inside the store. He wanted a full pizza, 7-Eleven, $7. No big deal. Two drinks. He grabbed them. As I was paying for the food, I looked at him and I'm like, dude, you look so freaking familiar. A few months ago, did I buy you teriyaki chicken, teriyaki food for your nieces because they were home alone? that was you? He was like, that was you? And you even told me to tell my sister? I'm like, yes. Oh, man, I'm so fucking grateful. Thank you. I'm like, dude, we can't keep running into each other like this. You got to get out of this hole, man. Like, your girlfriend's pregnant in the car. Dude, she can't be delivering a baby in the car. You guys got to think of a plan B. Stop living in the now. And he was like, no, yeah, we're working on it. Whatever, cool. I walked to my car. His girlfriend was saying thank you. And I went and gave her the same speech. I'm like, you guys can't be living like this. You're about to have a baby. You guys can't be. I mean, I've been there. I slept in my car. I know what it's like to have a pregnant girlfriend and being homeless at the same time. But you got to get out of that rut. And then she was like, well, I you know, COVID. And so I get it. She probably lost her apartment due to COVID or some shit like that. I completely understand that. But you got to have a plan B. You can't be living in the now.
Yeah.
So when I say living in the now, it's just a recent conversation that I had with someone about living in the now. You know, like we talked about setting up our kids for the future. You set up your brother for the future. Yeah. It's like our job as parents or our job as older brothers is to help our siblings or our kids to evolve. To by the time they're 8, like I said, when my boys are 18, they need to be, I said it butterflies, even though if I offended them. Right now, you're caterpillars. Right now, you're caterpillars. Under my roof, you are caterpillars.
Yeah.
But the moment you're 18, you guys need to be butterflies. That is my job as a dad to prepare them for the future, to try to get them good credit score by the time they're 18. You know, when I'm having a conversation with adults, the same thing, I tell them, you got to stop living in the now. You know?
Yeah.
I had a conversation with, like I said, with an individual. I'm like, do you know what a 401k is? No. You know what benefits are? No. How much money is in your savings account right now? Nothing. Okay. You are living in the now. You think that it's okay to live like, I mean, if something happens to me, I have a policy at work where my funeral will be covered. I have 401k. That will give my wife and the kids money for who knows how long. You know, that's for the future. Living in the now is going to get me nowhere. You know?
Yeah.
And I feel bad for people that weren't educated. People that are in their 20s, 30s, even 40s. Example, my own mother living in the now. You know, something happens to her. Dude, she never worked. Really, to have a social security, you know, I'm sure she doesn't have 401k. So when she passes, it's going to be our responsibility, all her kids, to find a way to get her buried. You know, that's,
it's so many different mindsets and perspectives, you know, the way you grow up, exposure, freaking, I go on, but so, well, first thing you said, people living in the now. So in regards to that, I don't think so. Well, okay, fuck, so many things. When someone says I'm living in the now, in my opinion, when someone says that, it's a defense mechanism to protect their ego because they don't want to say the truth. So they just say, well, the reason I don't do that is because all I care about is this moment right now, where they're just protecting their feelings because it would hurt them to say, you know, the truth or whatever, right? And when I say defense mechanism, it's almost like subconscious. Like they have no idea that they're even protecting themselves. And that whole thing comes from, when I say that whole thing, like someone who thinks like maybe yourself or myself, the way we think comes from us like experiencing something that kind of scared us to the point where we're like, oh, we're gonna think like this, whereas other people, they never felt that, so they don't think like that. They always feel protected. They always feel like there's a pillar they could lean on. I don't feel like there's a pillar I can lean on, and that scares me. Right. And that's what pushes me to do things that are just fucking whack. Like I'm gonna go join the Marines. I don't care. When I got out of the Marines, I didn't go back to my parents. I went to school, leveraged what I had going on. I was like alone. I was my own little pillar in this world. When I say pillar, you know what a pillar is, right? It's a freaking big fucking stick.
Yeah.
that is stable. There's a bunch of pillars in society, a fuck ton of pillars in society, and each pillar is a person, and there's other people that lean on that pillar naturally, because I mean, why not? Like, I mean, you're either the pillar or you're not the pillar. I'm my own little pillar in my little family back home. Got my wife, my kid, my two dogs, and another one coming. They don't gotta worry about what I gotta worry about, but I'm that fucking stronghold for them. But not everybody is a pillar. Not everybody has to be a pillar, but some people should be a pillar. But the people who are pillars are the same people who are scared, because they don't have a pillar to fucking lean on, period.
Bro, you came to talk about finances, not be like fucking counselor, but you're hitting some fucking spots.
No, I'm just saying, that's what it is. Like, I'm scared every day. I am fucking scared, but I love it. I'm so proud of myself. I'm very proud of myself. Like, it's such like an ego thing where it's like, fuck yeah, like, I'm independent. I got people depending on me. I'm that guy. I love it. But not everybody has that. But the reason I have it is because I'm scared. And I've been scared for what I've experienced. And let's say I wanted to lean on a pillar somewhere else, or if I wanted to rely on someone else, it wouldn't give me the same satisfaction of just being that guy. I'd rather be like that fucking dopamine release satisfaction of getting it done than be chilling on my couch somewhere, like just like leaning on my dad or someone else who may not know a lot. But I'd rather be that guy that freaking separates myself and is going to learn as much as I can and be my own pillar and just freaking, you know, run it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's what I hear. When you say, people say, oh, I live in the now, it's just they're
well, pretending. I'm the one to use that analogy to the people that are
living. Well, but no, but the thing is, people do say that.
Yeah.
People do say that. My friends say that.
Like, example, I got paid yesterday, right? And I got a little bit of back pay because I didn't get my, when I was sick with diverticulitis,
uh-huh.
And I stayed home.
Yeah.
And which I want to give a shout out to Ray from Texas, because she's going through the same bullshit right now. I a TikTok friend, and her case is a lot worse because she might need surgery.
Wow.
And if it doesn't go through, if it doesn't go well, then she might need that little bag. So.
Okay.
Shout out to Ray. I'm not in the same shoes as her, but I do know what the pain is for diverticulitis. So hang in there. You want a vent podcast, you know we're here. But back to this. So when I was sick for that week, I didn't get my sick pay. My back pay. So what they did was like, oh, sorry, you know, human error. I'm not gonna get mad. The way I see it, what I said earlier, is not where you is. You are what you're meant to be. So the way I see it, okay, I wasn't meant to have that then. It's meant for me to have it 2 weeks later. So I got paid back the. My wife helped me with some bills. I gave her back the money. I gave her money for the boys' pants and get some more pants for the kids and some shoes for her. And then I gave her the $100 for the boys. If they get the side of the house clean and they fill that trash can, here's $50 for each.
Yeah.
Then obviously the bills or whatever, out of everything, out of the 1900, it left me with like 300. Yeah. My brothers were like, bro, I live paycheck to paycheck, but everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
My kids are taken care of. The wife's taken care of. Yeah. The house's taken care of.
Yeah.
So to your analogy, I am that pillar.
Exactly.
I'm the pillar of the house.
Fuck yeah! Like you, like that's what I am.
It feels good to be able to say, because again, I've said it multiple times. I have that sheet, the spreadsheet, and every freaking spreadsheet. Every time the bills are paid, boom, boom, boom. Okay, I cross them off.
But didn't you say that at one point you were homeless?
Yeah.
Okay. Now guess what? You were homeless because you had no pillar to fucking lean on, and people are in that position. So either you're the pillar. Or you're homeless.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel that way. I feel like if I can't make it, then this whole thing's going to go to shit.
Yeah.
And that's what drives me to do what I do. Because I'm like, there's no plan B. There's no, it's like you make it or you don't. But some people have that person to, you know, fall back on. I really don't think I have that person to fall back on.
Truly. Right now, I know that my wife... My wife's family, if something were to happen, they're the pillar, but I don't want them to be the pillar. Okay. I want to be my family's pillar.
Yeah, I feel it.
So to me, it's like,
And you know, I lie to myself sometimes too, because maybe there is some other person that would take us in or whatever. But I like you say, I can relate. I don't want to even.
I don't want it. Like, you know, one day, my wife's car broke down, and it's not whether if I could fix it or afford it or not. It's whether we couldn't figure out what the problem was until I took it to the shop. But in the meantime, my mother-in-law made the comment of, "I'll get it fixed or whatever. I'll take it to the other mechanic and I'll pay for it." And I got pissed. And I told my wife, "This is my fucking responsibility, not her responsibility. It's my." And I got pissed, dude. This is my fucking responsibility, because I am that fucking pillar for this family.
Exactly.
So
you gotta go. But so that drive is what makes it happen.
Yeah.
Without that, like. You could pretend like that drive doesn't exist, but it exists wherever the pillar's at. That drive. Like, my wife doesn't have that drive. Okay, great. But you're taking care of the kids. I love you. Everything's great. My dogs definitely don't have that drive. My kid's just fucking, you know, trying to drink fucking leche or whatever. But, like, someone needs to have that fucking drive, right?
Yeah.
But that's good. Get that. Light that fire and go. Like, that has to be somewhere.
So I feel that when it comes down to, like you said, now, you know, no one ever teaching me, or no one ever, you know, me never having a pillar to lean on, or not even teaching. You just taught me right now about a pillar.
Yeah. And well, you just, but the thing is, you knew what that was. Maybe
I just didn't know the term, or
yeah, like, I mean,
a perfect example.
I actually made up the term, but it's not so much.
It works.
It's not so much that you didn't get that. You totally got that. I just showed you that you got that.
Yeah,
whatever.
So I feel like, no. It's perfect. No, okay, it was a perfect fucking example.
And
I like it. I like it. Trust me, I'm going to use it now.
All right.
So it is now like my job with the whole, like I said, caterpillar. Okay, it's now my job to teach my boys to learn how to be pillars. You know, my brothers came to live with me, and it is my job to, they were never structured properly, so now it's like you're living in my house. It is my job to make sure that you guys are ready to leave.
Yeah.
To, you know, you guys can't live here forever.
Yeah.
So it is my job to prepare you guys to be ready to go. My brother Rick, he came out here. He tried the FedEx or whatever out here. He felt that it wasn't for him, so he quit. But he quit. But he had money saved up. So anything that he's pretty much the way I see it, the way I say it. Is he's wiping his own ass, right?
Yeah,
wiping his own. Right now, I'm wiping my kids' asses.
Yeah.
Once they're older, they'll wipe their own ass. So right now, due to the fact he's not working, but he is wiping his own ass. Anything we need around the house, he'll help out. If I'm running late from work, he'll offer to go pick up the kids from school. And the young one, you know, I had to have that conversation with him, you know, because you're not gonna come here and do nothing. I need, you know, Rick is going back to school. Those fucking notebooks over there, because he's going back to school. He's going to do something with it. I need you to do the same thing. You guys got to get ready to go. I'm trying to mold him into being, you know, financially ready to go, you know, based on what I had to learn the hard way. And that was, you know, I had to hit rock bottom to be where I'm at today.
Got here.
I had to. All right, we completely cut off because homeboy needed to use a restroom. But in the meantime, we're going to use one of our sponsors. Sponsor break.
Today's podcast was brought to you today by Evolution. Without it, we'd be retarded.
He does that on his podcast every single time. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time. Anyways, I lost train of thought. What we're talking about, but
you were pointing at your finger. You were like,
this. "I was, dude. Yeah, I was on a roll,"
like, and I was like, "I need to pee so bad."
But yeah, man. Like I said, do I feel I have enough money in my 401k? Probably not enough.
Yeah.
But there's a nice chunk in there.
The fact that there's something there is
good. Yeah, like I told my brother, if I wanted to get a new car right now, I just, hey, 401k. I need some money, and then boom, done. Car's there. We have a good credit line with. We got a good credit. With the credit, what's it called? Those credit union banks, they've loaned me money multiple times already. They've been paid off. So they fucking trust me.
Yeah.
And yeah, they trust me.
I go back right now.
I go right now if I need it. That's why I told my brother the other day. I was like, hey, if I need both my wife and I to get two new cars right now, a car each, done. Boom. One phone call and there's the money.
Yeah.
But that money's not for now. That money's for later.
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, What other financial tips do you have? What do you give to?
Financial tips. So if you can not spend more money than you make, you'll be chilling. Because all that means is that over time, your net worth goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up, right? So it's easy. If I make $10 this month, I spend $9 and I put away $1. And then after every month, that's a dollar. That's plus one, plus two, plus three, plus four. So that's, I guess, the first tip. Try not to spend more than you make. Unpopular opinion. You have to be very disciplined with fucking finances, bro.
Yeah.
Very. It's stupid. Because if you're not, you could easily slip yourself into debt. And, like, not just, like, oh, I owe money. It's, like, you owe $40,000 like this, like that. Like, yeah. It's so fucking easy to swipe that card. So it takes a large amount of discipline. So that's number one. Number two, you know, spend less money than you make. And number three, with that money that you're saving, be smart with it. Like, what are you doing with that money? Be careful. Be fucking careful, because you'll think something's an investment, or you'll think something's a good call to, like, double your money, and then you lose all of it. Dude, I've lost money, man.
Yeah.
I freaking, like, I was so right with my buddy, but we messed up a little bit, and it lost us a lot of money, which is cool, which is totally fine. In my opinion, it's totally fine, because I learned from it, and then boom, right? I'm still young, cool. We got a lot of time left. Freaking whatever. But what are you doing with that money that you're saving? Are you just putting it away? Are you investing it? How are you investing it? You know, it's like there's so many things. First and foremost, there's no, like, the reason people make so much money with their investments is because there's a lot of risk involved. That's why. If you're going the safe route, a savings account, you're going to get a small return.
Right.
1%, 2%.
Yeah.
You go to something a little bit more risky, a CD, 3%. You go to something a little bit more risky, fucking stocks, 4%, 5%. You start going to stock options, 50, 60% returns. Crypto is retarded. But
what is up with that? I see that crypto, all over the place.
So crypto is basic.
That and the what, Wildcoin or whatever that's just called?
Yeah, Bitcoin. So
Bitcoin, yeah.
Bitcoin is, so get this, right? Like, we have money, like cash, right?
Yeah.
Like physical bills, and then we have coins. You probably, I'm sitting on a couch. We probably have a couple pennies in here.
Probably.
Yeah, but it's unaccounted for. Where is it at? No one fucking knows. All we know is that it's value, right? But with what cryptocurrency brings to the table is, you know exactly where it's at. You know exactly who owns what and how much. You could track every penny.
Yeah.
But in crypto, Bitcoin's selling point was it's untrackable. I could literally buy fucking cocaine and no one would know, right? No, you could at the time. That's why it was so valuable.
Yeah.
Online, you could buy anything you want online, anything, and no one would know that you bought it, which is where the value comes in. You tell me I could buy anything I want and no one would know? Of course, give me that shit. I'm gonna use that. But then the government got involved and said, well, no, that's bad. Because what if you're funding a terrorist attack? And we don't know. We need to know what's going on. So, I mean, that whole... But as soon as they start saying that, then that devalues the crypto. Because now it's taken away its selling point. But it's been some time. Crypto has been around for a long time. Probably 10 plus years. It didn't blow up till 2017. It's 2021. But it's still around. So clearly there's something going on where... There's some agreement going on where, like, there is value to this and we can implement a little bit of regulation and maybe we can, because it's not going away. Crypto's not going away, but it's still risky. Long run, probably a good idea. Probably Bitcoin is where it's at because it has that brand to it, kind of like Facebook or whatever. But my point is investments are risky. And just like I lost a lot of money rolling the dice.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to make a lot of money. Because if you're scared to roll the dice, then okay, then go put your money in a savings account. You'll keep your money. You'll make a little bit more. Inflation's still a thing.
Yeah.
So are you really making money? Or do you want to roll the dice and start? But if you are going to roll the dice, you better know what's going on and you better be okay with losing that money. But I lost money in stock options. I made a call. I dumped money in a call and I lost money in that. Yeah. But yeah, long story short, save money, invest that money. Probably not all of it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, because if that falls to shit, then you're back to square one. Okay. You got questions or?
No. I'm listening.
Yeah. So that's that.
Real quick. I know the radio show that I listen to. I know the main host kicks himself in the ass because years ago, he bought Amazon stocks.
Yeah.
And then sold them.
Okay.
And now he's biting himself in the ass because they could have been worth millions.
I mean, whatever. I mean, whatever. Freaking, I could have bought more call options and lost more money. The fact of the matter is you cannot predict the future. You can't. I can't. No one can. Absolutely no one can. If you have access to some sort of knowledge, maybe you could. But even then, that's not guaranteed. You cannot predict the future. So for someone to say, oh, I'm kicking my nuts for not keeping Amazon and buying more. Everybody said that. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, if you're going to invest in stocks, definitely, you know, read about it. Don't get too caught up on analyzing things. It's all about action. The more you implement, the better you are. Because you could read books all day, but if you're not freaking taking a risk, then you're not going to make money. And when you take a risk, you're going to lose money too. You're going to make money here. You're going to lose money there. You're going to learn from it and so on and so forth. There's not like God can't sit here and look at you and say, oh, this is exactly what you need to do. Don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. You have to invest in your education, invest in yourself and roll the dice, take some risk and reap the benefit to it. Everybody wants to hear like, oh, Jacob, what do I got to do to make money? Tell me what stocks to buy. What do I got to do? It's like, bro, I don't know. All I know is this, that, and the other. And I can make a decision, but I'm totally okay with losing my money because I know nothing's guaranteed. But everyone's like, what's the, even IRAs, retirement accounts, my kids' college fund, 401ks, none of that's guaranteed because all of it is fixated to what it's attached to. If my retirement account is attached to the stock market and the stock market takes a shit, then my retirement account takes a shit. My kids' college funds are attached to the stock market, the bond market. If those take a shit, then my kids' college fund takes a shit. But if everything goes great, then my kid was going to have a good amount of money for college because we took that risk of losing money. That's where the return comes from. But if you invest in your education, you could reduce that risk by implementing a strategic thing that's like, it's conservative. It's a little risky, but it's conservative. Logically speaking, we can get there by the time he's 18. So I guess what I'm trying to say is nothing's guaranteed. People are rich. The rich people are rich because they take risks. Sometimes they take smart risks. And I'm totally fine with losing money because all that means is that I was down to fucking roll the dice in the first place.
Yeah.
But obviously, don't roll the dice with everything you got in your bank account, because that's not smart. If you have 20 grand put away, roll the dice on 2 grand.
Yeah.
If you lose that 2 grand, whatever. But what if that 2 grand makes you 4 or 6, right? And then if you lose that 2 grand, what did I learn from it? What can I do differently next time? Long story short, man. Every human being in society is looking out for themselves, and if they have an opportunity to take your money, they're going to take it with a snap of the fingers. And if you don't know what you're doing when you're playing that game, they're just going to take it because they know what they're doing when they're playing that game. And they also know that someone could easily snap their fingers and take their money. Fucking predator prey shit. Freaking the praying mantis eating the praying mantis. It's not going to fuck. It needs to eat. So got to be careful, but whatever, you know. But another thing, moving on, there's three forms of income. There's passive income, primary income, and there's portfolio income. So primary income is your job. Portfolio is income that's made off of stocks, bonds, things of that nature. And passive income is income that goes to you passively without you doing anything. For example, if you own a property and you're renting it out, and there's cash flow, positive cash flow coming in.
Yeah.
Meaning if my mortgage is $3,000 and their rent is $3,200, then I take $200 of the difference. That's positive cash flow. So if you can figure out those three things and make it so that you're making income on all those three things, eventually you'll have income. Like, there's not just one. There's not just your job that can make you money.
Yeah.
There's investments that can make you money.
Yeah, Officer Ricky's right now looking into trying to buy a house to rent it out.
Okay.
So this, where we live at right now, used to be what they called the rental.
Okay.
And he used to rent it out.
Yeah.
The tenants just didn't take care of the house, so we came in. But yeah, Ricky wants to do the same thing. He wants to buy like a house in Dallas or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. So at that point, he'd have to talk to like a lending professional and find out what the...
Maybe we can get him to buy a house in San Gabriel Valley. I got a good contact sitting right in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I got a good contact that will know how to get his loan approval process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's all risk, bro. You can't... It's all risk, man. It's all... Amazon was at one point a fucking risk. Jeff Bezos probably put everything on the line, and if it didn't work out, he would lose everything.
Guy started out of his fucking garage.
Yeah. So it's like, people think it's like, oh, you just got to do this, that, and the other, what I got to do, and that's the result. No, you got to take the risk of losing it. That's the leap of faith. Like with my career choice, being a realtor, if you want to make money, you have to put yourself on the line and say, if I don't make money, I don't eat food. If I don't make money, I can't pay my bills. I have to make money. Therefore, I'm going to stop coaching. I'm going to stop playing video games. I'm going to stop going to school. I have to just zero in. I'm a freaking, you know, like a sniper. Like, that's the target, and I got to go. I'm scared. It might not work out. Pull the trigger of the leap of faith. Like, it might not happen. It might all go to shit, but I'm going to pull it anyway. Yeah. That's what it takes to get there.
You said, but... I don't want to give the message as quitting school an option.
Well, okay, I could dive into that as well.
No, yeah, but you at least had your diploma, your high school diploma, right?
I had my high school diploma. I have an associate's degree.
Okay, so you went to school for what you needed to go to school for.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that some of these kids believe, that it's okay if you don't have... School's not important because you have a job. But you're leaving school at freaking... You're not even finishing high school... Because you have a job.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but the thing is, though, there's different types of jobs, and some jobs are what's called at bat. Baseball, right? Get up, got your bat, the ball's coming. Can I hit it? Yes or no? Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Let's say I hit it. What did it take to hit that ball? Did it take a high school diploma? No, I just fucking hit the ball. Did it take a college degree? No. Did it take me being proficient at Excel? No. Did it take me having a 160 IQ or 100? No, I just hit the ball. That's what business is. Business is at bat. There's certain jobs that are not at bat. If you want that job, you need to go to school. You need to have a degree. If you want to be a teacher, you need a bachelor's. If you want to be a doctor, you need a doctorate or whatever. Those aren't at bat. But business, I'm in business. Business is at bat. So when you say, some people say, oh, you don't need to go to school because I got a job. It depends what job it is. And it depends whether they can hit the ball or not. In my job, there's this 20-year-old kid in my office, 20. He's outperforming a lot of people in that office. He's 20. But what is it? You have no credentials. You don't have a degree. You weren't in the military like I. He's not rich. He's nothing. He didn't even have a dad. But he's fucking...
Knocking him out.
So what is it? It's at bat. Like, can you hit it or not?
Yeah.
It don't matter. It don't fucking matter. In my specific job field, it does not matter as long as you can hit the ball. You hit the ball, you'll get paid. So a lot of it is dependent on the situation. So if a kid's saying, oh, I don't need to go to college because I'm gonna be rich like Jeff Bezos, but what are you doing? You know? But if you're in an industry that maybe allows that, then maybe you could, as long as you can hit the ball. Because what you don't want is someone saying, oh, fuck school, and then they're a piece of shit after. If you can say fuck school and prove me wrong, or you can say fuck school and freaking knock it out, then
kind of like the kids that I'm talking about are the ones that rather work at Target
instead of finishing school. So those ones, they just need a conversation.
Yeah.
That's all they need. But most definitely the safe route, the best route even would just be to go to school. The reason for that is because you're investing in yourself at such a young age, 18 to 22. Why not? Why not learn shit?
Yeah.
And why not establish yourself as an educated person at 22, 23? That's very young. What was I doing at 18, 22? I was in the military. What was that? That was just serving my country at that point. People respect that. Thank you for that. But what did that really do for me? Like, did that like increase my cognitive skills? Did it make me a better writer or speaker? Like, no, it didn't. I was just freaking disciplined.
Yeah.
But I don't even know where we're going with this conversation. I'm just ranting.
You're ranting about finances.
Finances. I got real deep into investments and the risks. All I got to say, if I'm going to talk to a younger person, if you're blessed enough.
Talk to your 19-year-old self.
Okay. 19 or younger than that? I was in the Marines at 19.
Okay.
So like, do you want me to talk to me at 19?
Talk to yourself at 19.
Woo. Hey, what's up, brother?
There's nobody sitting there next to you, bro.
How you been, bro? Hey, the girl you're with, just break up with her right now, bro.
Damn. She doesn't listen to the podcast, right?
Definitely not.
Okay. You know? She did at first.
Which one? You're talking about one of my exes listens to my
podcast? Oh, shit, my bad. I thought you were talking about your wife.
No.
Oops.
No. I didn't start talking to my wife till I was 21.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm 19.
Gotcha.
I'm like, listen, just break up with her, dog. That's number one, brother. Fuck, dude. I can't even talk to myself. I did a good job, brother.
No, and like for me, for example, we're having a conversation, one of the guys that came on the podcast, and then one day it's like he said the same thing. If you can go back in the past and talk to your younger self, what would you tell him? Back when I was going through bullshit, I would always say my ex, the mother of my kids.
Yeah.
Right? Years ago I would say, fuck that. I should have never got with her. She's a fucking pain in the ass. No way. Blah, 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 blah. That was years ago. When he asked that question a few months ago, I was like, I can't even say that anymore. Because if I've never met my ex, I wouldn't have these wonderful boys living in my house.
Oh, that's true.
So you can say that about your ex because you have no kids with her.
That's what I'm saying.
So fuck that bitch.
Fuck you. Hey, no, but what?
I can't say that about my ex because my boys wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So
what would I say to myself, man? I mean, I hate to toot my own horn. I really do. But I've been trying so fucking hard for a long time. For the past 7-8 years, I've been stressed. I've been trying. I tell you, dude, I go to work, I come home, I learn something.
Yeah.
I start reading. That's what I've been doing. So when I look back, I can't talk to myself. I would say keep it up. That's what I would tell that kid.
There you go.
But if I were to tell like another person that was not me at, say, 17, 18, 19, I would have to sit down with them and find out what do they want. Like, because what I want is different from what they want.
Yeah.
I have a buddy. His name's Abraham Medina in the Air Force. He got out, great conversation, but we disagree on so many fucking things. Just like I'm like about like investments, gambling, roll the dice, like freaking go. He's more like, I'm going to do things the safe way. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do that, man. I even told him, I was like, hey man, this is before I had ever sold a house. I never sold a house before. And I cut school. I cut video games. I cut, I reduced coaching. I didn't totally quit yet. And I told him, I was like, Abraham, look, I'm putting myself in a corner. Because I'm forcing myself to make it happen. And if I don't make it happen, then me and my family are going to suffer.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he was like, I would never do that. Like, you're stupid. But we have different philosophies.
Yeah.
My philosophy was, I'm going to put myself in a corner in such that I'm going to force myself to make it happen. And it worked. I sold a house for the first time. And then I sold another one and another one and another
yeah.
one. And another. And I'm chilling now. But that was my philosophy and it worked for me. But for him, maybe that wouldn't have worked for him. And also, that's not how we think. So if I'm talking to that particular person, I cannot advise him the same way I would react. But I know but I also feel like maybe if he listened to me, he would make more money because he'd roll the dice and freaking go after it. But he's not that type of guy, so I can't.
I take that analogy that you're saying about rolling the dice because retail wasn't for me. I did it for 10 years. I was at Walmart. And I did it for 2 years. And I liked it. I liked it because I was no longer unemployed. You know, and when this company came up to me and offered me a job, I told them, I don't quit my job. I don't quit. And 2 months later, I wasn't happy. So I I gave my 2 weeks notice. And
yeah, you told me about that. Yeah.
So, for me, like you said earlier about maybe not for me, but it is for them. So for me, retail wasn't for me, right? What I do now, I love what I do. Is it stressful sometimes? Fuck yeah. But I love what I do. Am I the greatest of a salesman? Nah, but I have a check up there that says I am. So, yeah. So.
Wait, am I the greatest salesman? Probably not, but that check says I am.
Check says I am, you know, but, you know, just because retail wasn't for me, wasn't for, that doesn't mean that it's not for everybody. I have friends that are still at Walmart to this day. They've been there for more than, you know, 15 years now. You know, they love it. They know what they love what they do, and it's, it is for them. I think when I see, you know, when my kids make a joke, oh, I'm going to work at Starbucks. Fuck, no, you're not. Or when they, oh, I'm going to go work. No, fuck, no, you're not. There's this little kid that told his mom, I want to do what he's doing when I was at Walmart. And I told the little boy, hells no, you don't. You don't want to do this. You want to stay in school. He was five, dude. Kid was five.
You're like, look, brother.
Yeah.
Look, I've been around the ropes.
So I know. Once or so, twice. You know, but to me, it's like, at least have your at least have some kind of education to back yourself up. Athletes, for example.
Bare minimum, man.
Athletes, for example. They get paid millions of dollars to play, to throw a ball, to kick the ball, to dribble the ball. But once they break something, if they're lucky, they can continue playing. Most of them, their career's over.
Oh yeah.
But they have an education to back them up. Yeah. Look at Shaq. Look at how many investments Shaq's doing. Shaq hasn't played ball in, 20 years already?
Yeah.
And guy's still making millions.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of athletes that went, there's what is it, Tebow? Didn't Tebow go and be like a teacher or some shit like that? I think Tebow, I could be completely wrong.
I don't know who Tebow is.
But I know Tebow is no longer playing football, and he's doing something. You know, have that education to back yourself up. I don't have anything. I'm stuck at what I do.
So here's the thing.
But I rolled the dice. When I told the guy, yes, I will go work for this company.
You rolled the dice.
I rolled the dice.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I love what I do. And, you know, but I cut you off because you were going to say something.
No, you didn't cut me off. It's just a matter of education is the safe alternative. Where if you don't have a backup plan, at least you have your education. The education opens up opportunity, right? However, and to add what you're saying, maybe a different perspective would be there's certain jobs like sales that does not require that. You can make if I wanted to.
Dude, sales is bat.
Yeah.
When you were saying about batting, I was like, that's what I did.
If I wanted to, which I don't really, I don't want to as I sit here today, because if I did, maybe I would.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to, if I fucking wanted to, I would make more money than a doctor, than a fucking brain surgeon. I promise. Without a doubt. I know plenty of people in my industry that do. I meet, fortunately to my job choice, I meet people who are rich as fuck that are millionaires.
Yeah.
They're humble as fuck. You would never guess it. But every other week, it's like, oh, this guy's a millionaire. How'd you do it? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck. Hey, this guy's a millionaire here. Blah, blah, blah. His name's so-and-so. Can you please tell Jacob something? He gives me 5 minutes of his time. Nah, probably, you know, more than 5 minutes of his time. He just gives me like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck. And like, he doesn't have an education. A lot of things there. Is it the drive? Is it the at bat? What is it? It's just the I don't give a fuck type thing. You know? But also there's a lot of, the turnover rate is high, meaning a lot of people quit. Like in my industry, after the first year, if you get your license in 1 year from today, let's say you get a license, you have a 13% chance of still being here. Not necessarily being rich, just even being here, because 87% of the people are already gone. Like that's statistics. I don't track that. Someone else does.
Yeah.
And they tell me that. I'm like, okay, I've been in the business 1 year and 3 months and I'm still standing. That's something. But what am I referencing? I'm referencing that. I don't want to reference that. I want to reference the next guy that's doing better than me. And I'm trying to come at that way. Whatever. So next year, my goal actually is to make 6 figures. I can tell someone that. They'd be like, oh, shit, that's good. But if I tell, like, say, my team leader, he'd be like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Who are you talking to? You know, it's, I don't know, man. I'm going into a rant. But the safest thing, and why not? The safest thing and why not get an education? It's going to open doors anyway. So just do it, especially if you're so young, 18 to 22, go for it. Why not? Why not go? And just at that point, at 22, you have a bachelor's degree. And even if you want to go into a field that's at bat and that's business and risky, at least you got a fucking bachelor's degree. Me, I didn't have that. I was just 22 without that.
If I'm correct, Officer Ricky and his wife, my sister-in-law, were their degree is something totally different, and they became cops.
But the education is the same, though.
But, yeah, so they can have that plan B. When Ricky started talking to me about sales and shit like that, I'm in my head, I'm like, no, motherfucker, you're a cop. Yeah, plan B, man, is have an education.
Yeah, plan B, have an education. In regards to the future, you know, the future is gonna be present. It's gonna come whether you like it or not. Like, maybe I don't want my kid to grow up. Doesn't matter. He's gonna grow up.
Yep.
Which is why I made a college fund for him. And thank you for inviting me to the podcast, because I feel like I needed it. I feel like I needed it. And let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why. Because I'm not so much even thinking. I think about the future. But when you brought me here, it made me think more about the future. It made me think, like, this man's bringing me here to talk about the future. And you have life insurance. I don't have life insurance. Yeah, I'm 25. Cool, whatever. There's a lot of 25-year-olds that don't. A lot of 25-year-olds right now is fucking bitches. Whatever. Getting fucked up. Doing their thing, and I'm not doing that, and great, I'm not doing that, I'm doing this or whatever, but I don't have life insurance. Maybe I should fucking get life insurance. I have a kid, I have a wife. Maybe I should, and I'm not right now saving for retirement, but maybe I should be, because it's gonna happen whether I like it or not. I don't want it to. Yeah. I don't want to be old. I don't want to, but whether, bro, I like it or not, the days go and go and go,
bro,
and go.
I beat you by 14 years, and I have gout, I have diverticulitis, I have high blood pressure, I have dude, my tooth needs to get fixed. I have,
bro.
Dude, once you hit 30, bro, check engine lights. Come on,
brother.
Speaking of check engine lights, I have to go pick up my fucking car after this. So, after 30, bro, check engine lights. Come on. So, look into something, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. So I'm going to. It sucks, but. That's selfish. It's selfish for me not to.
For dude, my kids. It's sad because my kids make a joke and they're like, "Dad, if you die, who's keeping your PlayStation 4?"
But it's okay. Don't get mad at them for that.
I was like, "That's all I have to offer, though."
Oh my god.
That's all I have to offer.
Yeah.
When I was sick with COVID, I'm like, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking die." But can I have your PlayStation 4? Like, dude, is that all you? I'm gonna die, and you want my PlayStation 4? Dad, can you please make a will? Like, they want me to make a will so I can tell them who's keeping the PlayStation 4.
That's how you know they knew that you weren't going to die. They were just fucking with you.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
No, that's the thing. My daddy used to get mad at me for saying stupid things as a kid.
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize was that I was stupid as fuck. Like, I'd say the dumbest shit, not because I was trying to disrespect my father, but just because I thought it was funny in the moment, or maybe I didn't know any better, and then he would get so mad at me, and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. It is what it is.
Nah, they're kids. I know they're fucking around. By the time I die, they'll probably be a PlayStation 20. So.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time from now.
Yeah, let's hope. That's why I say. That's why I say. Forever. That's why I say about this diverticulitis bullshit. If people in their 60s are the ones that get it, why am I getting it at 39? But maybe to me, it's a sign that says, hey, the universe, it could be God, it could be the devil. Someone is telling me to ease, you know, my body's telling me we need you here longer. That's the way I see it.
Well, especially if you're at the doctor's and they're telling you that, because you could have easily not gone and not known.
Exactly. Yeah. So here I am, you know, you're drinking your molalitos. I'm drinking this kombucha bullshit because apparently it's healthy for you. And
good shit.
Recording a podcast again. I've missed it, but I needed a break. Glad that you're my first guest back after a while.
Appreciate it.
And I actually talked to Officer Ricky about going on your podcast recently. Uh-huh. So maybe one of these days we'll hit you up so you can go and you have a cop on your podcast.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
I like
so,
that.
So anything last minute words to the wife, to the last kids, minute. So they can hear you in 20 years from now?
Oh, that makes me so sad.
That's the way I see it. This podcast is going to be here for my kids to listen to my voice forever.
Yeah, same here. Same
so,
here. It's a diary that's more real. So thank you for inviting me. Thank you for everyone who's listening and who maybe learned something from what I was saying. And anyone who listened to me and thought maybe I don't know what I'm saying, thank you too. I'm just grateful to be here. I fuck with Andy. I fuck with his modelitos. And that's all I got. All
right, buddy. Well, like I ended your podcast, thank you for riding with me.
Right back at you.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Andy podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.